Baker moves a step closer to his AOPA post. It's wheels up for the first Citation M2, and the University of North Dakota Aerospace earns a unique first. This is Aero News for Tuesday, August 27th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Home improvement giant Lowe's has been approved to acquire Orchard Supply Hardware by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. The sale and naming of a new CEO for the company will clear the way for Orchard CEO Mark Baker to leave the company for his new position as president and CEO of AOPA. Lowe's will purchase Orchard for some $205 million in cash and assume the debts of the smaller company. Baker was named to succeed Craig Fuller as president and CEO of AOPA last week. Still unresolved is the issue of the distribution of a bonus pool of millions of dollars for Orchard executives, including Baker. Cessna celebrated Friday as the first production unit of its newest business jet, the Citation M2, took its maiden flight out of the company's Independence, Kansas facility. The M2 was announced in September of 2011 with a design driven by customer and pilot feedback. It is the latest in a succession of new Cessna aircraft to make its initial production flight. The Citation M2 is designed to carry up to 6 passengers on a 1,300 nautical mile flight. The Cessna Intrinsic flight deck has Garmin G3000 avionics featuring high-resolution multifunction displays and split-screen capability. Touchscreen interactivity comparable to a smartphone provides pilots with precise performance information they need in a logical, familiar user interface. Type certification is expected this fall. Effective immediately, graduates from the University of North Dakota John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences, that's UND Aerospace for short, will be able to be hired by the nation's airlines with less flight time than required by a new FAA rule. The school said in a news release that it is the first in the nation to receive this special authorization. In response to the Colgan Airlines accident in 2009, Congress passed a public law which stipulated that all airline pilots must hold an advanced pilot license known as an Airline Transport Pilot, or ATP, certificate. Since that time, the FAA has been busy adopting new rules and regulations describing exactly how this certificate can be obtained. There have been several recent changes to the law, which regulate the amount of experience and level of certification required of the nation's airline pilots. One of them allows universities to apply for a flight time reduction for its graduates of their programs, so long as those graduates completed rigorous academic training. UND is the first to qualify under this rule. Continuing its support of the space industry in America, the Export-Import Bank of the United States has authorized a $105.4 million loan to Space Communication Limited of Israel to finance the Space Exploration Technologies, that's SpaceX, launch of the Amos-6 communications satellite, the purchase of American-made solar arrays, and insurance brokered by Marsh USA. The transaction is the Ex-Im Bank's third in support of a SpaceX launch, and it will support approximately 600 U.S. jobs. A CHC-operated Super Puma helicopter went down in the water Friday about 2 nautical miles west of Sumburgh on Shetland Island in the U.K. The company said in a statement on its website that the helicopter had traveled from Aberdeen to 2 North Sea oil and gas rigs before returning to Sumburgh. The aircraft was on approach to the Sumburgh airport when contact was lost with air traffic control. The aircraft was carrying 16 passengers and a crew of 2. 4 were said to be fatally injured in the accident, one of those still missing on Monday. CHC said in the release that the cause of the accident is not yet known, and a full investigation is being carried out in conjunction with the UK's Air Accident Investigation Branch. Meanwhile, the Helicopter Safety Steering Group, made up of oil industry representatives, advised the grounding of all Super Puma commercial passenger flights to and from offshore oil rigs, and CHC grounded its UK fleet and some models worldwide. The group is to meet Wednesday to review that recommendation. When Aero News continues, All Nippon buys itself a pilot school. How do you feel about UAVs? And you are looking live.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Pan Am International Flight Academy and Pan Am Holdings, Inc., collectively known as simply Pan Am, has been purchased by ANA Holdings, the parent company of All Nippon Airways Company, Limited, one of the leading airlines in the world. Former owner American Capital Limited sold Pan Am in an agreement reached on Friday. Company officials said in a news release that the combination of Pan Am and All Nippon Airways makes for a strong partnership and positions the new entity to meet the increasing demand for trained pilots worldwide. Pan Am is one of the world's largest independent providers of flight simulation and aviation training services and has the second largest number of flight simulators used for training. All Nippon Airways plans to expand Pan Am into Asia, since air travel is expected to double there within the next 30 years. Lufthansa has become the first airline to join voices with the Institute for Women of Aviation Worldwide, as it announced that it will redouble its efforts to attract more female pilots for its passenger and cargo fleet. Airline officials say the company has become aware of the common misconception among the female population that the job might not really be for women. The carrier reported that only 20% of all applications currently came from women and that many potential candidates obviously still believed that the job was better suited for men. So is that what they call breaking the glass cockpit? As the federal government moves closer to formulating a policy for the domestic use of unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, a Monmouth University poll finds the American public continues to support many applications of this technology. The poll asked a national sample of adults about three possible uses of unmanned drones by U.S. law enforcement. An overwhelming majority of Americans support the idea of using drones to help with search and rescue missions, 83%. 6 in 10 also support using UAVs to control illegal immigration on the nation's borders, 62%. On the other hand, only 21% support using UAVs to issue speeding tickets. These results are basically unchanged from a Monmouth University poll conducted last year. Well, that was certainly newsworthy, wasn't it? Now, while the poll did not address it, apparently some people, notably the FAA, do not favor the use of UAVs for electronic news gathering. Two Midwestern journalism schools have had their wings clipped by the FAA. The University of Missouri-Columbia and the University of Nebraska at Lincoln have both been told by the FAA that they can no longer use their small UAVs for electronic news gathering. The two schools had been flying the aircraft to get aerial photos and video footage of news scenes that were otherwise difficult to access. The FAA says both schools need to keep the aircraft indoors and ordered them to stop flying the aircraft outside, according to the Associated Press. Well, I don't know about you, but I can hardly wait to see the first UAV aerial video captured indoors. I can almost hear Brent Musburger now saying, "You are looking live at the University of Nebraska Student Congress meeting." Gives you chills, doesn't it? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.